All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Why? Why, you ask?
Why?
Well, because we're the why? Because we're the flexibility kings. We'll move a Friday segment around. In this case, we look at the world of sports and just SOH or SMH. It's crunch time, toolshed. And before we list the nominees, we call upon our trusty landlord to open the crunch time toolshed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
There you go. Thanks, A-Roy. Let's start with former Packer running back Amon Green. Yeah, this just in. Kids, especially teenagers, could be difficult. All right, they're pains in the ass, but you know that. And you're supposed to be like, you know, the grown-up. But according to the complaint, this punk, who's now 40, was upset his 15-year-old daughter would not do the dishes as part of her chores. He's accused of throwing her to the ground against the kitchen cabinets, and while she was looking down, punching her in the face. On the police report, they acknowledge the swollen left eye, slightly black and blue. He claims, this is his defense. No, I only used an open hand to hit her, and maybe her glasses caused the eye injuries. Wow. Former sane person, Kurt Schilling. Although that's been a while. He's now a radio host at the American version of Der Angriff, Breitbart, still playing the victim card. Always the bosses, it's the media, it's the umpires, it's Disney, it's Jackie Childs. Still insisting ESPN painted him as a racist, despite documented tweets and audio, not to mention his transphobic post about which bathroom we should pee in, because that's not a made-up problem. Also said a certain presidential candidate should be buried under a jail. And now he's out talking his rear end about running for office, maybe even president. His quote, "I want to be bigger than Sean Hannity." And I'll give him this. I saw a picture of him. He keeps hitting the buffet circuit. He's going to be way bigger than Sean Hannity. And even though he's a bag, I will say this. Dude should be in the Hall of Fame. And finally, Ravens tight end Darren Waller. Yeah, we got another rocket scientist. Doesn't get the concept of drug testing. They give you a test. Then they run it through this thing called a laboratory, and then the lab provides results. You'd think Waller might know this. Why? Well, he failed a test last year and was suspended 4 games. Obviously never learned his lesson because it happened again. Second violation in as many years. He will not play the 2017 season. And that's kind of a double bubble trouble situation because Baltimore is already without, if you remember, Dennis Pitta, who's dislocated his hip during the offseason. 12 catches over his 2 years in the league is the NFL's version of Dean Wormer's fat, drunk, and stupid as a poor method of going through NFL life as somebody who's supposed to catch passes. So if you're looking and making notes and thinking about filling out your fantasy roster, don't look to the Baltimore Ravens for a tight end by the name of Waller because he's been suspended again. All right, before we go to break, as we hit the 5 o'clock hour and the week ends upon us, remember to, what?
Did you pick one?
Oh, no, I didn't even pick one. Well, that seemed kind of easy. I'm going to go Amon Green. I'm sorry, that was ridiculous. I just moved into phase two. By the way, as you guys could both attest to, I have been in short timer's disease all day. I was yelling at the Emeralds and Vancouver.
Slow it up, guys.
Start taking pitches. Why are none of you getting on base?
Be patient.
Why did two of you get thrown out running the bases and somebody at home? Stay on the base. Make more pitching changes. So... I'm on Green.
Sure you don't want to talk this over, Skip?
Yeah, that was the fastest A-ball game in the history of organized baseball. Anyway, I'm on Green is in. He's a moron. And we now close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.